This is an oral recall exercise. You will hear a text recorded in segments, with pauses between the segments. Listen to each segment. At the end of each segment, you will hear a beep, followed by a pause. During the pause, repeat in English what you have just heard. You may not take notes during the oral recall exercise. The test will begin in 5 seconds.
The victim, Caroline Taylor, told police that at 9 o'clock the night of October 21st, 2009, she was walking on Front Road. She was 17 years old at the time. A truck pulled up next to her, and she recognized the driver as Tim Seaton. He offered her a ride in his vehicle. Since she knew Mr. Seaton as someone who had once lived in the community, she accepted his offer and asked to be dropped off at the house of a friend, Christina Beverly. Instead of driving through town to Miss Beverly's home, Mr. Seaton turned the vehicle into the high school playground and parked. He moved closer to her and tried to grab her handbag. Miss Taylor didn't understand what was happening. She said, "Don't," and moved away from him. Mr. Seaton then leaned over and twisted her arm, trying to wrestle the bag away from Miss Taylor. At that point, she managed to open the vehicle door and ran out. She reported this incident to the police that night and gave a statement to the officer. Mr. Seaton was arrested the next day and released on a promise to appear for court. Mr. Seaton admits that he attempted to rob Ms. Taylor. He claims this wasn't pre-planned in the sense that he was driving around looking for somebody to rob. Rather, it was an instance of an opportunity that presented itself when she agreed to get in his truck. This is a very difficult time in Mr. Seaton's life. He is 40 years old and has been out of work for 3 years. He used to work as a commercial fisherman as well as at the airport doing maintenance. Since he was fired from his last job, he has been unable to find employment and is desperate for money to feed his 3 children. Mr. Seaton has expressed remorse for his actions. He does not have a criminal record. Given his lack of record, there is a joint submission for a period of probation with a condition that he not contact or communicate with the complainant.
The test is now over. Now that you have completed this exercise, compare your results with the example scoring units shown in the manual. You will find these examples following this oral recall exercise in the manual. Make sure that you have communicated each of these scoring units correctly.